only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, here we go. 812 Brock Hunter. Bust a move. Totally busting a move in here.
You floss dancing?
Damn right. Crushing it.
Did you see that kid who caught that massive bass? And he goes nuts and he starts floss dancing on the boat. I'll have to show you that video. I think it just came out like yesterday or the day before.
Shove him in the water.
Dude, I'm telling you, the kid, this little kid, he's probably like 10, catches a bat. I'm telling you, dude, it is a
huge,
massive, massive.
And then he floss dances.
And then he floss dances. I'm like, oh, you're going to watch this video in 10 years and just, oh, why?
Dunk him in the water.
Why did I do that? It was on ESPN.
Like, really?
ESPN got a hold of it. Yeah.
Damn. I've never gotten onto ESPN for the fish I've caught. Next fish I catch, I'm going to do the floss dance.
Yeah, maybe
I catch
you'll it. Make it to ESPN.
That'd be great.
You know?
Catch of the week. Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center,
your best buds in the biz.
Okay. Okay. I really want to do this one story, but there's another story that's pretty good, too. Now, let's do this one. I want to do this one. So there's a woman who is recovering after her hand was partially amputated at her job at a waxed paper manufacturing company.
No,
so just
no,
partially.
No, I know what happened.
Yeah. Oh, take my hand.
Ah,
come on. You're going to fall unless you take my hand.
No, give me your other hand.
Oh, my other hand isn't strong enough. You take my little hand.
No!
Take my strong hand.
My little hand.
Obviously, I don't want to make light of someone losing half their hand, but the name of the company that she works for?
Come on.
Handy Wax.
Come on.
H-A-N-D-Y, Wax. W-A-C-K-S. It's like foreshadowing.
I cannot make this up, folks. You know what? You know what's terrible, too, is it doesn't say how she lost it, right?
No, I got a feeling she was.
Tell you how she lost it.
Probably, like, if she was running, maybe wax paper through, and there was like a slicer, and she got it or got.
No, it's not the slicer.
What is it?
Oh, dude, it's bad. It's bad. You know, it's a paper mill, so they flatten the paper. She got her hand mangled. She got it caught in the flattener, whatever they call it, the big wheel, I don't even know what they call it.
But partially amputated, though, it had to be a clean cut. Well, no, I guess no, no, it wouldn't have to be a clean cut.
Ripped
no.
it off. I've seen some of these videos in paper mills. Dude, she got lucky because those things suck you in.
Yeah, but if waxed paper, though, is that different? No. How they do it?
No, it's going to be.
I'm going to search Handy.
I don't know if you want to, dude.
Oh, no, Handy Wax. I'm searching the company.
So most of the time, the entire person gets sucked into it, and it is the most brutal videos you'll ever see in your life.
I don't know why you watch that stuff. Let's be honest.
It just kind of pops up in my Reddit.
Well, it shouldn't.
I know. But you want to see somebody get flattened to the size of a piece of paper immediately?
I don't want to see that at all.
Like I said, she got lucky. She yanked it out in time.
Well, I don't think I'd ever work at a place that, you know.
Yeah, and it's not slow. It's not.
I'm sure.
It goes, whoom, it pulls you in.
Handy Wax, dangerous company.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the same thing with like Lay's, how people get their sleeves caught in the Lay's.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it just basically mangles the whole person in half a second.
Well, I'm definitely going to pull my resume from the company I just applied for.
Yeah.
Donger cutters. I'm not working there anymore.
Oh, with those little hands, they'll go right through.
You
yes!
bitch.
Yes.
I hate you so much.